Who cares if it's because it's Quad Show, Google Podcast App, Podcast iRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app, because Spotify, Anchor, Overcast. Here we go. We are live in Virginia Beach. What a week to start NFL. Some upsets. A lot expected, but there were some upsets. It's the Carson Sports Show where the scales always tip in favor of sports. Here we go. So let me start with this because this is interesting. So if you're running a company, one of the things is you can't have a huge disagreement. The company will not do well. Think of Apple. Steve Jobs had a disagreement with one of the company. Board in favor of the other guy. Steve Jobs left. Apple was falling apart until he came back. You can't. A company is really difficult for a company to succeed if there's a big disagreement. So that's how I feel about the New York Giants, right? Huge disagreement. Saquon Barkley didn't get a contract, not as big as he wanted. Paid Daniel Jones a ton of money, didn't pay Saquon. Giants look like a mess last night. Now, I don't go by one game, and I don't go by week one. Usually week one, you know, players are just getting into the week, into the game. Week two will be big for the Giants. But I sit back and I watch that game last night, 40-0. Dallas completely, utterly crushed this team. And they did not look, to me, they did not look great. And you can say, well, they, you know, well, it was week one and it was raining. Folks, they paid Daniel Jones and completely, utterly franchise tagged maybe the best running back in the league. There was a big disagreement. The locker room is a complete mess with the Giants, and this is the result you get. I always said this on the show. If it's going to be a loud or noisy offseason, it can be any position, it can be any team, I don't buy them. I had the Giants finishing about 8-9, 9-8. Why? Because there was loudness, a big disagreement. You can say, well, Daniel Jones is the full, you know, the Giants. I watched that game last night. They couldn't score. They couldn't move. The offensive line looked horrible. Why? I think it boils down to was the team distracted? Yes, with the Saquon Barkley issue. And I'm not blaming Saquon. I said this a long time ago. If I was the owner of the Giants or the GM of the Giants, I would have paid Saquon, franchise tagged Daniel Jones. But folks, you can't, even Giant fans, you can't watch that game last night and say, oh, you know. I mean, it was a horrible display by the New York Giants. Dallas looked significant. Dallas last night looked like a Super Bowl contender. I mean, 40-0. The defensive line, they sacked Daniel Jones over and over and over again. I said going into this year, I don't buy the Giants. There's things that concern me. There you go. Over and over and over again. And I don't buy the New York Giants. I think they're very noisy franchise the last few weeks. Very, and by the way, they're in the toughest division in the NFC. You have Philadelphia and Dallas back to back. What you saw last night from the Giants, I think is what you get, right? Not a great offensive line. Saquon Barkley has to have a monster game for the Giants to win. They don't have a lot of weapons. Tight end is their best option on offense other than Saquon. And the offensive line looks terrible. The defense couldn't get a stop. And by the way, this is not a... I think the Dallas Cowboys might have a top 10 offense in the league. There's 9 teams that are better on offense than the Dallas Cowboys, I believe. I mean, when you sit back and you watch that game last night, the Giants were completely and utterly outcoached. And I like the Giants head coach. And they were completely and utterly outplayed over and over and over again. It's not an overreaction. I just said, I don't take a lot from week one. team players, teams, the coaches, they're just getting into the season. Plus, players are playing more minutes than they've ever played in since November. For a lot of teams, December last year. It's trying to get back in. I get it. But when you watch that game last night, that the Giants looked like they had problems on offense, problems on offensive line, problems on defense. And it was in New York. You had a dome team coming to a pouring down rain Giant team. And you would expect the Cowboys would look terrible in that situation. The Giants looked utterly embarrassed. I said going in, I don't buy the Giants. Way too noisy. Way too big disagreement. Way too noisy. Way too reliant on Saquon. This is my problem with a lot of other teams in this league. The Buffalo, way too reliant on Stephon Diggs. It matters. All right. But yeah, think about it. A company cannot succeed when there's a huge disagreement. Huge disagreement. Apple, even Microsoft, even Amazon, Facebook has been in trouble before. It just doesn't happen. All right. And, I said this, there's certain teams, Pittsburgh, is the Steelers are a good example. Cincinnati's an even better example. Yesterday. Do you think that's what you get? Do you think Pittsburgh's going to play this way the whole year? No. They had a tough San Francisco 49er team coming. Do I think Cincinnati? Burrow had a QB rating of like 52 yesterday. Is that going to happen? A passer rating of 52 yesterday? No. It's not going to happen. I mean, that was the worst year I've ever seen Joe Burrow play. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, I do think the Giants, they'll look better. This is why you can't overreact to week one. But when I watched that Giant team last night, I'm saying, okay, they have problems on offensive line. They have problems on defense. They can't stop Dallas. They are way too reliant on Saquon Barkley. I like one tight end. I mean, when you get that low, that's where concerns start to ride. I don't buy the Giants. I think they go 8-9, 9-8. All right. Well, let's go into this. Let's talk about another team that I do like, or a team that I do like. I don't think they'll win the division. My guess is they finish third, is the Denver Broncos. And this is I always said this. In the NFL, I think you have to have one A-plus receiver. I think Denver has that. I like Jerry Jeudy. People don't. I don't understand. I like Jerry Jeudy a lot. A good quarterback. I don't believe Russell Wilson is washed. I think he's a very good quarterback. And finally, you have to have an A-plus coach. Check, check, check. I think Sean Payton is a very good coach. Check, check, check. So why is Denver not winning, you can say? Why did they not win last day against the Raiders? Well, again, this is my concern with Denver. This was my concern with Denver throughout the preseason. And this is my concern with Denver going forward. I think they have a very good defense, a very good quarterback, a very good wide receiver, and a very good coach. The problem is the offensive line. Okay. Russell Wilson is a very mobile quarterback. So are a lot. Cam Newton, Michael Vick, they're all mobile. But what did they have in common? Carolina had a very good offensive line. The Atlanta Falcons with that team had a very good offensive line. Denver doesn't. Seattle, you can go back to the 2013-2014 Seahawks when they were winning that Super Bowl and going back-to-back Super Bowls. Very good offensive line. Plus an excellent defense, Pete Carroll. Denver has a very good defense and an okay to average offensive line. That's the problem. And I do think teams with offensive line will get better as the season goes on. So I do think Denver will get better. And I have Denver finishing third, just below the Chargers and the Chiefs in that division. But I just, when you sit back and watch that game last night or yesterday, Raiders looked honestly like the better team. Now, I do think at times Denver outcoached them, and I do think at times Denver outplayed them. But the offensive line, and by the way, I've said this, when you have a very good pass rusher, TJ Watt, you know, Myles Garrett, Aaron Donald, and Max Crosby. I think those are the maybe the four best in the NFL. When you have that, you could argue Chris Jones is at five. But when you have that good of a pass rush and a good defensive line, when you have a bad offensive line, it's going to matter. Browns, I think it was the right or left tackle was out for the year now. You think Pittsburgh's going to take full advantage of that this week? I do. You think Cleveland's going to take full advantage of Pittsburgh's offensive line next week with Myles Garrett? I do. Raiders fully took advantage of the Broncos' bad offensive line with Max Crosby. It's not an overreaction. And I've said this for a while now. I do think Denver is going to look better. I do think in 2 or 3 weeks, Denver is, I think, Sean Payton, Russell Wilson. Now, I do think the teams that lost, especially the good teams, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, you know, Raiders, Broncos, Chiefs. When I expect you to make the playoffs or close, I do think next week comes important. You can't go 0-2 in the AFC. You just can't. You cannot go 0-2 in the AFC. So I do think Denver, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Kansas City, Chargers. It's almost a must win. Almost a must win. And we'll see what happens. But Denver has to get that offensive line ready. Because when you have such a good quarterback, and I do think he's good, and such a good head coach, and such a good receiver, I think Jerry Jeudy, CeeDee Lamb, they're very underrated. So we'll put Jerry Jeudy as an A-plus receiver, because I do A-minus, A-plus. He's number one receiver for sure. What's the problem? The offensive line. You gotta start working on that. I think Denver is a very good team. I think they'll finish third in a really tough division. I think Kansas City Chargers are slightly better, but let's be honest here. The Broncos have to get that offensive line together. A-plus head coach Sean Payton, A-plus receiver Jerry Jeudy, A-plus quarterback Russell Wilson. Can't forget about Sean Payton, good coach. They gotta get the offensive line together. All right. Well, let's go into this. A lot of breaking news. First of all, Ravens, J.K. Dobbins likely to miss the full season. And this is why I have them finishing third, not second. And also why I think Baltimore goes about 10-7. Maybe you can cock me into 11-6. Is because they get hurt all the time. And you're going to see, I think, J.K. Dobbins did get hurt. Lamar Jackson probably gets hurt. Odell Beckham Jr. probably gets hurt. So that's my concern with the Ravens, is more injury health. They have a good quarterback. You know they have a good receiver. When they're healthy, they have a good running back and quarterback. And their defense is top maybe five in the league. Certainly top 10. So that matters. All right. And also, like I mentioned, Cleveland, one of their offensive linemen, is out for the year as well. So a lot of injuries happened. Coming up here on the Cards and Court show, I have a big, big, interesting story. Dolphins, Chargers, very interesting game. What did that mean for the Dolphins? I think they're a top five team in the NFL. Speaking of that, my top five teams in the NFL right around the corner. Coming up here, Alabama, Texas, my big takeaways. What a game, right? Alabama got completely outplayed by a very good Texas team. Coming up Wednesday, this is interesting because a lot is going to change. So Wednesday, and I do my top five NFL teams Monday, my top five college football teams Wednesday. Things changed a lot in college football, and the top five has completely been shaken up. So look forward to that on Wednesday. A Buffalo Jets tonight, what I'm going to look for. Aaron Rodgers, that's coming up next. It's the Carson's Court, so a lot to get to. A busy, busy Monday at the show today. But let me tell you real quick about Creative Music Entertainment. Lessons and classes, they do music, voice, piano, guitar, brass, ukulele, violin, songwriting, arts, drawing, and painting, acting, and public speaking, languages, Japanese, Korean, Italian, French, and seven more, services, life coaching, DJing services, and more, upgrade interest for life, voice, piano, guitar, ukulele, brass, violin, nine languages are available, painting and drawing, acting, and public speaking, health and nutrition for all ages, individuals, and groups, in person, online, or in your home. They have extremely affordable prices. You cannot beat that. For more information, please visit or call 757-236-2609. Again, that was 757-236-2609. Or visit them at www.creativemusicva.net. Again, that was www.creativemusicva.net. Creative Music Entertainment, truly a great company. Check them out today. All right, coming up here, a lot to get to still. You're listening to the Carson's Court Show on a beautiful day here in Virginia Beach. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show, final segment of the day. Here we go. Still to come, obviously, my top five NFL teams and Buffalo Jets preview tonight. But let's say this, okay? The Chargers and Dolphins of big shootout game. I knew it would be. We said it would be Friday. And they're both, I think, both teams make the playoffs. I did say Dolphins, Steelers, Lions, underrated. Probably the most underrated. And I do think the Dolphins are a top five team. People said, oh, how can you? Look, I said, what did I say? A team has to have to be, I think, really good. A good wide receiver, a good quarterback, and a good coach. Dolphins, I believe, have that. And not only do they have that, but they have two A-plus receivers. They have the best receiver duo in the NFL. Cincinnati probably second. But it is amazing to me just how and when you get in these shootout games, that's what happens. Miami will win a shootout game. And what are a lot of playoff teams a lot? A lot of playoff games, shootout. So I do believe the Dolphins are capable. That's what was my biggest takeaway watching that game last night. Is Tua, Tyreek Hill, Waddle, good defense, good head coach, capable of going to the AFC Championship. Do I think they could upset Cincinnati? Do I think they could upset Kansas City? Absolutely. I'm very high on the Dolphins this year. Because a lot of shootout games are playoff games. And when you have the best wide receiver duo in the league and a very good quarterback and a very good head coach, I think you can make things happen. And I think the Dolphins win that division. I really do. I think the Dolphins are good enough to win that division and win a playoff game, if not two. That was my biggest takeaway. Now, the Chargers are an interesting team because I do like the Chargers. I like the offense. I like the offensive line. My only question, and there's the same question I had for 2-3 years now, Stanley, I don't trust him. I think he's the head coach of the Chargers. I don't trust. I think he's very... And again, good running back, good quarterback, good wide receiver. Good team. Maybe B minus to C plus head coach. That's my concern with the Chargers. Nothing more. I think they're a very good team. I just think they have the wrong guy at head coach. So that was my biggest takeaway. You saw it, the Dolphins and Chargers. It was really tough to see who outplayed who and who outcoached who because it was so close of a game through the whole game. And I think the Dolphins are really good, and I think the Chargers need to think about moving on from Brandon Staley. That was my biggest takeaway from that game. Very interesting. And again, you know, there's a team that did surprise me, the Philadelphia Eagles. And I don't know if it was Brady having the ceremony at halftime or what, but the Patriots I thought looked very good. Mac Jones I thought looked really good. And I almost thought the Patriots outplayed the Eagles. I mean, if one of those field goals missed for the Eagles, or two, I mean, especially one, even all they needed was one field goal to miss. We were talking about the Patriots maybe winning that game. So, you know, Philadelphia is going to drop a little bit, I think, in my NFL top five teams. You have to wait and see. But that to me, looked very, very interesting. All right, let's go into this. Alabama, Texas. I want to get to that. Pump the brakes a little bit on saying that Alabama is not dominant. I think they are dominant, but I think Texas came in thinking they can win this game, And I think, and obviously they did win this game. And I did think they outplayed Texas or Alabama. And I did think that Alabama is probably not a top five team in the nation anymore, because just because there's so many good teams. Penn State, USC, Ohio State, Michigan, you know, Georgia, you could convince me Washington's now a top 17, better than Alabama. But pump the brakes a little bit on saying that they're not a dominant team. This is the only, I said it all year, this is what concerns me about Alabama. Now it really does. Because now, in order for Alabama to make the playoffs, they probably have to win the SEC. Can they do that? You got to go through Georgia. I don't know. That's a really tough matchup. It's been a tough matchup for the last few years now about Alabama. Is can they beat Georgia? It's been a really tough matchup. They kind of been outcoached and outplayed a lot in that matchup. That's what concerned me. That's the same thing that concerns me with Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State. One of those teams are going to have to go through two. Can they beat two? That's what, when you get in these tough, big conferences, that's what I said about USC. That's why I think they're a playoff team. All they got to go through is Washington. And Oregon, you can convince me Oregon's a good team, but I do think Oregon's going to lose at some point here in the next few weeks. Well, I think Washington and USC, I think those are your Pac-12 matchups. So I think those two, I think USC will win that game and go to the playoffs. I think Georgia will probably beat Alabama in the SEC championship and go to the playoffs. That's what concerns me about Alabama. I don't know where they are now. I don't think they're a playoff team. And just like I think in the Big Ten, my guess is Michigan will beat Penn State to go to the playoffs. So now there's your three, and your four: Georgia, Michigan, Penn State. Georgia, Michigan, USC. Now there is that fourth spot. Could it be Alabama? Could it be Penn State? Could it be Ohio State? Absolutely. That's why I think it's really tough for Alabama now to make the playoffs. So I'm not pumping the brakes. I'm pumping the brakes a little bit on saying that Alabama is not dominant, that they're not going to even be close to the playoffs. It's, come on, folks. It's one loss. They lost by 10 points. They're still a really good team. In my opinion, they still have the best coach in the country. Slow down. Now, is it tougher to make the playoffs? Absolutely. Historically, you know, for the last few years, it's been that way. One loss really hurts your chances. But it's not impossible. But now that you have to go through Georgia and you have to beat Georgia in the SEC championship, that's why I think they're going to run into trouble. All right, top five best teams in the NFL. Also, my preview for Buffalo Jets coming up. It's the College Court Show. Welcome back to the College Court Show. Final segment of the day. Here we go. My top five best NFL teams. Let's begin at number five. I have the Philadelphia Eagles. Yes, I took them a step back. Because, first of all, I don't like New England this year, and I think New England pushed them around a little bit. B, I do think that Dallas is better than I thought they would be, and I thought they would be good. Number five, the Philadelphia Eagles. I do think the Eagles look better in the next few weeks here. Number four, I have the Miami Dolphins. Listen, I've been high on the Dolphins since June. I think they're a very good team. I think they could win some games here in the playoffs. I think the Dolphins have everything they need. I think they... providing Tua stays healthy, I think that they're an excellent team. Number four, the Miami Dolphins. Number three is going to be the Chiefs. Listen, I don't overreact to week one a lot, and I very few times do I. But I do think the Chiefs, when they have Travis, they'll look better. It does concern me. I don't love the receivers at all. I don't like any of their receivers except Travis, but that's my only concern. I do think they're a good team. And I think that Kansas City figures it out. Andy Reid figures it out. The Chiefs overcome it. Chris Jones back will be good whenever he comes back. Number three, the Chiefs. Number two, the Bengals. I dropped them one place only because, you know, you can say, well, they didn't look great yesterday. Well, again, week one, teams just, players, coaches just trying to get in here into the NFL season. To me, Cincinnati, I think, is still the best, if not the second best team in the league. I have them at two only because I don't love Cleveland. I think Cleveland's 6-10, maybe 6-11, maybe 7-10. And Cleveland completely, utterly dominated them yesterday. That's the only reason I dropped them to two. Number two, the Cincinnati Bengals. Number one, the San Francisco 49ers. Listen, they looked very impressive against Pittsburgh on Sunday. They probably have the best defense in the league. And I said this before, Purdy plays like he did last year, which he apparently did week one. Then I think San Francisco is going to the Super Bowl. And he did. He looked great, very efficient, move the ball, get a touchdown against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So again, I do like San Francisco. Their defense is good. They found a very good running game. I like the quarterback. I like the offensive line. The defense looked incredible against Pittsburgh Sunday, and they dominated. Number one, the 49ers. So there you go. I do like those five teams. I like Miami a lot. I think Miami can go to the AFC Championship. I think the more likely option is Cincinnati, Kansas City. But I would not rule out at all since Miami. So there you go. I like all of these five teams, but there you go. There's my newest going out of week one into week two top five teams in the NFL. All right, well, let's go into this. Buffalo Jets tonight. I'm going to take I what's interesting is I do like the Bills. I like Buffalo, and I really think Buffalo is going to win tonight. I take them plus the points. First of all, the Jets. Aaron Rodgers going to the offensive line didn't look great in preseason. Going to take Aaron Rodgers a little time to get used to the offense. Plus Buffalo, I did think lost some defensive pieces. I sit back and I look at watch this game tonight. I like Buffalo. I think that's going to take, and I don't. I think Buffalo. I think it's going to take the Jets some time to get going. I like the Bills tonight. All right. So coming up, you know, a lot to get to, some NFL stuff tomorrow, NBA. It's the Carson's Court Show. Thank you for listening to the show today. It is a beautiful day in Virginia Beach. Have a great day, everyone. Talk tomorrow. It's the Carson's Court Show. Talk tomorrow. Have a great day. I do not own the copyright, so enter a song, The Final Countdown by Europe. Have a great day, everyone.